I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
And now, filmed in front of a live studio audience from the Pokestar Studios in Burbank City, it's Puckle Game Corner. And now, your host, Professor Snag.
Hello and welcome to this special edition of Puckle Game Corner, Puckleonians. I'm your host, Professor Snag, and we welcome you again. As I said, this is Puckle Game Corner. This is our monthly trivia show. For those of you who are new, this is the Pokemon Underground Champions League. That is what Puckle stands for. Our fearless leader, Thatch, came up with that back about, 10 years ago or so. Today, I say it's a special edition of Puckle Game Corner because we were able to pull from some of our TCG members in our community, and we are doing a TCG-themed episode, at least as well as Snay can put together. So, without any further ado, let's introduce you to our contestants. Now, I don't have a lot to go on with these folks because I haven't interacted with them a whole much, a whole lot, I have to say. But let me start by introducing you to BodTac. Go ahead and say hello.
Hello.
Awesome. Again, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Now, while you do like the TCG, I do know that you have just finished your quest to complete a living Dex. Tell us about that.
I have. It's been quite a long time in the making. It's the slog there for a while.
Oh, it's also a long time in the making. I started around version red and blue in 1998, and I still haven't finished.
No, I understand. I empathize with that. I have a living Dex. I'm a bit behind on it. I haven't gotten through the Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon ones yet, but I'll be wrapping that up relatively soon myself. But yeah, no, anyone who's going to complete a Pokedex of any kind, I completely empathize with. I've actually completed a Pokedex in every generation, so it's I understand the grind and what goes into it. So, congratulations on that.
Oh, thank you.
His opponent is B. Sorry, I'm going to get this wrong every time. It's D-Babs. D-Babs, go ahead and say hello.
Hello, happy to be on.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. I'm really excited to get some fresh blood on the show. Now, one of the things that you had mentioned when you signed up for the show is that you have a defunct YouTube channel.
I do, yeah, it's a TCG channel.
Awesome.
And I haven't really posted on it for a few months, but, I mean, decent content, I suppose, hopefully.
So was it like card analysis or pack openings or what was it?
It was mostly PTCGO deck analysis, some gameplay videos, and then also I did do some pack openings. So that was kind of a mixture of both. And I even threw a little bit of sketch stuff in there. I don't know. I was just having fun with it.
Awesome. Well, hey, as long as you're having fun with it, I'm glad that you're able to share that with us. And hey, let us know if you end up posting anything else with it.
For sure, yeah. I'm considering doing some recordings for the upcoming Puckle tournament, and then maybe I'll post commentary with videos there.
That
possibly.
That would be really fun. Yeah, that would be really cool. And I'm sure by the end of the show, Jashiro will plug that. I know that he always wants to get that in.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, and I spoiled it a little bit. Joining these gentlemen, also two of your TCG hosts, we have Lord Jashiro, who is teaming up with BowTech. How are you doing, Jashiro?
Still alive. I'm still not sure if that's a good thing or not, but I'm here.
I would say it's better than the alternative, so.
Well, maybe. No, but without joking around, I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to be. It's a TCG Game Corner, so it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, awesome. And as I said, Jushiro and Bodtak are joining together, and Bodtak had told me that one of his favorite Pokemon, at least at the moment, is Azumarill. And Jushiro is, of course, for those of you who follow the TCG cast, one of his favorite ones is Lycanroc right now. Ooh, so yeah. They are Team Surf and Turf.
Yeah! All right.
Yep.
And joining D-Babs, we have Sublime Manic. Hi, Sublime.
Hello. I've been dead on the inside for years, and I feel great. So I don't know what Jashiro's talking about.
You mean you don't feel anything.
Awesome. Thank you again for joining us. I'm glad that you're able to be here tonight, as always. And I'm thankful that you and I both get to have the day off tomorrow, since we'll be up a little bit late. In case you didn't know, Sublime and I both teach. Now, this is the Friday before Easter, so we both get the day off. So, so as everyone knows, Sublime's favorite Pokemon is Snivy. And
it is a well-known fact.
And D-Babs said that he really likes Gyarados. He's kind of a Gen 1-er. So the team name they came up with was Superior Serpents. So we have Surf and Turf versus the Superior Serpents today. All right. Anyways, with all those pleasantries out of the way, are we ready to get started, guys?
Ready as always.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's go ahead and get into our first game.
Let's play Pokemon Countdown.
All right, Pokalonians, as you just heard, we are playing Countdown, and we've seen this game in this form before. We've used this for TCG in the past, as well as now, so it's coming back. Each team will be given a series of Pokemon, and clues will be given about this Pokemon, counting down from 10. Teammates will alternate guesses as to what this Pokemon is. The sooner the guess, the more points they earn, and each Pokemon will be worth up to 1,500 points. Gentlemen, before we start, do we have any questions? Anything we want to iron out before we try it out?
None from here.
No, sir.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and start with Team Surf and Turf. And Bodtak, I will give you the first guess at this one here. So your the first hint, or I should say 10, retreat cost 2. I know, it's not a lot to go off of.
Just throw a name.
Froakie.
No.
It's
not, but... Jushiro.
Throw a name with which you think you thought it had Richie Kossoff too. same question?
I'm going to give you another hint. So it's going to alternate to you now. So Jushiro, this one has no resistance.
Two in it, okay. Oof. I'm going to say Espeon GX.
No. Back to Bodtak. It is weak to fighting.
Oh. Okay. Mm. Two. So it's a slow electric. I can't help him, right?
It is his guess. Yes, you alternate.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Magnezone?
No. Back to Jushiro. 7. Colorless.
Oh, it's a flying type.
If it was electric, it would have had a resistance to steel. I'm just saying.
Are you sure about that? Not all electric have resistance to steel.
It could have, though.
A lot of them do.
If it's flying, it should have been resistance to fighting, though, so it's not electric.
Well, it's
not...
normal, so...
Weak to fighting.
Weak to fight. Yes! Is this a Oranguru?
No. Oh. Hmm. All right. Bodtak, 6. HP, 110.
I know what it is!
As a quick recap, retreat cost of 2, no resistances, weak to fighting, colorless, and has 110 for HP.
I think I know what it is. I do
I
not know
so.
What
I
it is.
I have no idea. yeah, I'll just have to guess something. Mew.
No, I imagine this next hint might throw it over the edge. Jushiro.
Ooh, can I? I want to throw up my guess to see if it hits before, but. Go ahead.
Tell you, within the rules of the game, I have to keep the points. But if you want to give it a shot,
might as well have a hint.
No, go ahead and give your clue. Yeah, give a clue.
You're right. 5 GX.
Is it Gumshoes GX?
No.
Oh, I thought I had it.
I think I know.
4 Righteous Edge.
Colorless GX. Oh my god. No, that's
GX.
110 HP GX?
That's what's really thrown me. That's
that is low. Really perplexing.
It is perplexing, yes.
I'm just verifying. Oh, shoot. Hello, audience. Snag has made a mistake here. In fairness, I will... how do I do this? Tell you what, Bodtag, I'm going to give you the correct HP.
Okay.
And if you can get it with this, I will give it to you at the appropriate ranking, if you will. So if you get it at this, I will give you the level 6 points for it. If you miss, we'll flop it back to Jushiro, and then we'll continue on from there, I think.
Alrighty.
We'll see how we do.
Anyways, we'll figure it out, yeah.
The correct HP is actually 180. I sincerely apologize.
No worries. I think I already know what it is. There's two real big options here. Think. Two... I can't help, sorry.
Well, we can just remind that there's a retreat cost of 2, no resistance, weak to fighting, colorless, HP is 180, and it is a GX.
It's not Sil Valley GX, is it?
It is not, no. Tell Jushiro, without giving you any more information...
There's two options that fit that bill, and they're exactly the same in that aspect, so I have to guess. So my first guess is Drumpa GX.
That is correct, yes.
Yes!
I will give you guys 1,000 points for that.
I just want to note that until you said GX, I think Type Null would have actually been a viable answer.
I thought it was Gumshoe, then the plain Gumshoe that came in Ultra Prism, because it also had all those features as well. But when he said GX, I was like, instead of thinking of something else, I just went Gumshoe GX because Gumshoe was in my mind.
Yeah. But that was also that was a mistake on my hand because I don't know why it said 180, but you know that's how this game rolls sometimes. Alright, so you guys earned 1,000 points for that good work. Let's go ahead.
Wow, that's rough.
So, to the superior servant, serpents, D-Babs, let's go ahead and start out with you. Here's your first clue for this Pokemon. 10. It has a retreat cost of 3.
I'm going to go with Galisopod GX.
No. Sublime. Has no resistance.
I'm going to go with Taurus GX.
No. Back to D-Babs. This one is weak to psychic.
I have to say... Oh, why am I drawing a blank? Buzzwole GX?
No. Sublime. 7. This Pokemon is psychic.
Mm. Ah, I was thinking he was a fighting type.
Sure.
Retreat cost 3, weak to psychic. Could it be Lunala GX?
No.
Good guess, though.
I have a guess.
D-Babs, 6. HP, 120.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, that's lower than I was thinking.
That's not what I was thinking at all. Whoa, was that? 120 with 3 retreat.
Are you sure it's 120?
Yeah, I was about to ask. How sure are we about the HP?
I'm looking at it on Bulbapedia, okay?
Wow, that's heavy. Oh my goodness, it makes me think it's got to be like it could be a stage 1. Like, I'm wondering if like not philosophy, it's the evolved form, stage 2.
I think I have an idea, but I can't help you.
Oh yeah, I just had it in my head too.
So again, as a quick recap, retreat cost of 3, no resistance.
I think I know what it is. This is so frustrating.
It is weak to psychic, and it is psychic, and the sixth clue, the sixth countdown, it has an HP of 120.
I know exactly the card.
I know what it is now, yeah. It's so frustrating because the types include more than the type.
Yeah.
Right. I think I know what it is, and I'm just drawing a blank on what it's called. It's terrible. Shoot.
Can I give a hint?
How much HP is it?
120? No, you can't survive.
I'm gonna go with Venipede?
No.
On the right track, though.
Shoot, okay.
Sublime, your next hint is that this is a rare card.
Garbodor.
There it is, 4,000 points. Okay.
Right.
All right, there we go. You guys are matching, your teams are matching blow for blow. It is 1,000 points apiece. Let's go ahead and go back to Team Surf and Turf, and we'll let Jushiro start this one.
Aye!
Your hint, your first hint, 10. This has a retreat cost of 1.
I'm gonna go with Espeon GX.
No. Alright, Bodtack. This has no resistances.
Retreat cost of 1 and no resistance.
I should say that's
AKA half the Pokemon cards.
Right.
Just throw any card that you know that has 1 retreat cost, 0 resistance. From standard, of course.
Yes.
Don't be throwing a Bulbasaur from base set, because I'll hit you.
You can't reach me right now, so... Pick a peck?
No. 8. Weak to grass.
Ooh. Okay, so it's weak to grass. It is no resistance. How? What was the retreat cost?
One.
So it's a water. It's Frogadier?
No. Back to Bodtack. 7. Water.
Froakie?
No, it is not Froakie. Jushiro. HP of 90.
What? Okay. Water, HP 90. One, so retreat cost. Sounds familiar. It's not Frigadier, surprisingly. HP 90. It is... Oh, Octillery?
No,
it's not Octillery. I have 2 retreat costs. Okay, sorry.
Alright. It's weak to electric. The hint, hit 5. Rare.
Oh.
So again, it has a retreat cost of 1, resists nothing, weak to grass, it is a water type, 90 HP, and then hint counting down number 5 is that it is rare.
It's wishy-washy?
No.
There's one that GX comes from?
Alright, back to Jushiro 4, Starfreeze.
I knew it, it's Starmie. No, wait! It is?
It is, yes.
Okay. for one second, it's Starmie, and then it's like, wait, is it electric? We gonna... Anyway, go ahead.
Yes, it is. Yay. Starmie. Good. You got that on 4th from the last, so that is worth 800 points. Yeah, nice work.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh,
these are tough, but fun.
I forgot, though. Remember, folks, the last clue is a little bit amusing, but it kind of gives it away. For Drampa, the last clue was Old Dragon. For Garbodor, it's Trash.
Oh, yeah.
And then the last hint for Starmie here is that it's Misty's Star.
Then you're going to say Star You. Ooh.
So sad.
All right. Let's... So, in this round, you guys have earned 1,800 points. Let's see how your opponents fare with this one, the last Pokemon of this round. Sublime, go ahead and start. Hey, I should tell you something about this Pokemon.
Like, I don't have a clue. Like, I know the first clue is useless, but, I mean...
You get 2,500 points if you just guess out of the blue.
All right, Sublime. 10, retreat cost of 3.
Buzzwole. GX.
No. All right. Dbabs. 9. Resists nothing.
I'm going to go with Glyspod GX again.
No. Sublime. This Pokemon is weak to water.
Ah.
Mm, okay.
Weak to water. Could it be Volcanion EX? Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
Alright!
Nice. What?
What?
What? Don't be jealous of our superior serpents.
Oh, yeah.
I so much I can say there, but I was just there.
Hey, Jashir, let's be fair. Like, you have, you should have gotten the Starmie card. Like, you have said, like, that's the only good thing that came out of Generation.
I mean, I don't like Bark Sprit, but okay.
All right, nice.
There's a few good cards.
All right, what was the other one?
There's Brock's Grit, and I think there's a couple trainers that are useful.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, awesome. So, a couple cards that came out of Generations that were good.
Still, we're set, though.
See, the sad thing is, like, so I collected the original base set, and Generations wasn't even good for collectors, I didn't think. It was sad.
Aww.
It was generally just bad. It's still the running joke of...
I mean,
the TCG.
How do you cut out OG Venusaur and OG Blastoise?
Because they were both too good, and they're like, oh, they want good abilities? Let's not give them to them. That's why I'm still so bitter. I was so excited when that set was announced.
That set was hype! Like,
yes, Blastoise, Venusaur, finally! Those abilities would be so good today. Nope. It's like, oh, you did me dirty, Pokemon Company. I will never forget this. Oh,
yeah.
I will never forget it.
And they've been trying to make it up to us ever since.
I mean, they did a really good job by giving me Blastoise for Pokken, but what about Venusaur?
So true. Venusaur doesn't get any love.
It's the OG dual-type starter, and I hate that owl because it took Bulbasaur's original spot. Which he now has to share. I don't talk about that owl's name because it is nothing to me. Give me Bulbasaur.
I have no clue what's actually going to make it in the show and what's going to make it in the bloopers right now. But man. Anyways, by the way, folks, if you want to read a good story about a Bulbasaur, let me know. I wrote a good one a while back. So, anyway. By the way, last hint for Volcanion is wet, hot, cat?
Oh my goodness.
Alright, so at the end of round one, Team Surf and Turf with Jushiro and Bodtak have 1,800 points, and their opponents of Sublime and D-Babs, the Superior Serpents, have 2,300. But still, in our coming games, that differential is easily made up. As the winners, I always forget this, as the winners of this game... you guys win. I'm going to give you guys a DVD set of Dr. Odno MD, the complete series.
Wow. My favorite, yes.
Fantastic.
All right, so enjoy watching that Dr. Odno MD. And with that, folks, we will catch
Send Dr. Odno my love.
I will.
Mine too!
And with that, folks, we will catch you on the flip-flop with our next game after this message from our sponsors.
Tonight on Odino MD.
Please, Dr. Odino, this poor abandoned orphan Skidoo is so sick, and berries are doing nothing. Please, can you find out what's wrong with him?
I'm sorry, but I cannot do heal pulse until I get my PP up.
Will Dr. Odino MD be able to save the poor orphan Skidoo? Find out tonight at 7 p.m. on Odino MD.
Do you have long commutes to work or school and no reliable way to pass the time? Are you tired of listening to boring podcasts about obscure topics and only at a moderate volume? Then maybe you should try Loudred Audiobooks. Our resident Loudred will loudly read a wide selection of open source classics to you, including The Old Man and the Cedra, of Merrill and Machamp, and even Lord of the Cutie Flies. For the low price of $5 Pokemon a month, you can even access more recent bestsellers such as 50 Shades of Spoink and The Girl with the Dragonite Tattoo. Loudred Audiobooks. Books read loud!
Are you a boy or a girl?
Welcome back from the break, Puckalonians, and I'm very intrigued to see how this game is going to shake out. We usually call this game, Are You a Boy or a Girl? But since this is the TCG episode, we're calling it, Who's That Supporter? So, the way this works is that the contestants are going to ask yes or no questions until they've determined who the supporter is. They must ask the supporter's name as one of the questions. There is no penalty for guessing incorrectly. And each supporter card is worth 2,000 points. Each question you ask reduces that point total by 100 points. And if our players have narrowed down who the supporter is but cannot recall the supporter's name, they will take a 300-point penalty. I have a hunch that's not going to happen in this game, but we will see how this plays out. So, gentlemen, do we have any questions before we get started?
So, I've played this game before, non-TCG style.
Yep.
Do all the questions we have to ask be about TCG components, or can they be more traditional are you a boy or a girl questions as well?
I will let you ask whatever you want to ask, and I will answer to the best of my ability.
Got it.
All right. Fantastic question, Sublime. All right. Are we ready to begin then?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. I have the supporter picked out, and we are going to start this round with the Superior Serpents. And, D-Babs, I'm going to let you go ahead and start.
Well, in commemoration for the name of the game, I'm just going to go with, are you a boy or, is it a boy or a girl?
I will allow this character is a boy.
Okay.
Alrighty. All right. Does this card affect your hand size?
No.
Okay. That's interesting. Does this card manipulate your discard pile?
No.
Okay. That's interesting.
All right. I'm thinking about all the thing it's not, because it's not N, it's not Kakui, it's not Sycamore.
It's not Brock's Grit. Flare Grunt is weird because it's not, I guess, it's like a boy and a girl.
Yes. That's true. That's true.
Which is why I didn't require you to ask that, because it does get ambiguous.
It does.
Okay, so it's a boy. Is this person a trial captain or kahuna?
Yes.
Okay, that helps a lot.
Okay, I guess that makes me think I'm already leaning towards Kiawe.
Is that your question?
I think that's a really good answer. Yeah, because that's okay. Like there's not a lot of options at that point. So
yeah. Okay, I'm just gonna go with is this supporter Kiawe?
Yes, it is. Nicely done.
All right, awesome. Well done.
Nice. Good. So, that was a great question, Zablon.
In 5 questions, earning you 1,600 points. Very nicely done.
No!
Don't be jealous of our serpents. They're superior.
All right, back to Team Surf and Turf with Bodtak and Jushiro. I think you guys have a really good shot on this one. And so, Bodtak, go ahead and ask the first question.
Okay, let's just start out. Is this supporter a girl?
Yes.
Oh, interesting. Is this supporter, does it allow you to search for a Pokemon? For Pokemon?
No.
So it's not Bridget.
You mean Brigetti?
Bridget.
It's not Brigetti.
As Gator says, Gator calls it Brigetti.
Gator is wrong.
And I have adopted that after Gator.
I fell for that. I will not fall for that.
Brigetti.
Okay, so I will give you Brigette. Because her sister is Lynette, but I will not accept Brigetti.
Bring it up with Gator.
Lame.
Okay, anyway. Bodtak, go ahead with the next question.
It could be Acerola, Bodtak.
Yeah. Good question. I'm trying to think of something more general, like to narrow it down.
So it doesn't allow you to search any Pokemon. I don't recall any female... Oh, wait. It could be Cynthia if it allows draw support. What other draw support female Pokemon we have? Female Pokemon. Female supporters we have.
Does this supporter cause you to draw cards?
Yes.
Oh, it's Cynthia.
Is that your question?
No, wait. Well, let me consult on, this before we jump there.
There's Cynthia. There is
what's can't be Juniper. It can't be Juniper because Juniper is it's not standard.
Right. It's the girl from X and Y. The one of the rivals.
Disney. Oh. Thing. Yeah, yeah. You mean
plays it except in
Yeah, yeah. What's her name? Yes, I know who you mean. Forgot her name.
Weird hair. She dresses like a goth Patel.
It could be her. It could be... how do we draw... Okay, so it is draw support. It is female, so we need to narrow down there from... Schriffer, whatever she is. Cynthia. What other draw supports are we forgetting here that are female? I don't recall any other. At least not that they are important.
Neither are you.
Shauna, by the way, that's her name. Shauna. Shauna, yeah. Shauna, yes. It could be Shauna, it could be Cynthia. How could we narrow it down? We can narrow it down by just guessing one of them. But there might be others.
I mean, I think... isn't the only difference between them, like, the number of cards? Don't they both shuffle your hand back into your deck and Shauna draws you 5 and Cynthia draws you 6?
I want to say yes, although I've rarely play Shauna, so I don't remember the exact rulings of Shauna.
Yeah, I don't
remember
exactly either, but I think it's something like that.
I need a question from you, Jishiro.
So, I'm gonna say, is this, Shauna?
No.
It has to be Cynthia. I mean, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Is this supporter Cynthia?
Yes, sir.
I should have gone with my gut!
Probably.
Again, nicely done, earning in 5 questions as well, so you've matched your opponents for this turn so far. 1,600 points, or 1,600 if you prefer. Let's go ahead and bring it back to the Superior Serpents. Your last one for this round is ready, and Sublime will let you ask the first question on this one.
All right, I can't not... Is this character supporter a girl?
No.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
It's not a lady. I was so sad.
Interesting. Okay, okay. How do I do this? I'm thinking like Guzma, Clement. Let's see. Does this supporter draw cards?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay. All right. That does narrow it down.
That does.
Quite a good deal.
It definitely does. There's still a few options, but I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does this card require you to discard cards?
Yes.
Oh, that's not fair.
How is that not fair, Mr. Cynthia, your favorite champion? You couldn't get faster than that? I don't want to hear it.
Well, it seems like there's only one good option.
Go for it.
There's probably a lot of options, but I'm just going to go straight for, is this Professor Sycamore?
Yes, it is. In 4
come
questions.
On! Is there, like, an easy mode or something?
All right, nicely done. Hey, they're just asking really good questions. What can I say? All right, awesome. Fantastic. So you got that in 4 questions, earning you 1,700 points. So for this round, you got 3,300. So, Team Surf and Turf, let's go ahead and...
Is it N? Oh, it's not a question. It's fine. I was joking.
That was a question.
Jushiro, go ahead and start out, and I'll let you ask whatever question you would like. I'm not going to count that one against you since I haven't answered it.
Is it a boy or a girl?
This character is a boy.
It's a boy. Okay, go for Baltak.
Does this supporter affect the size of your hand? Like, is it a draw supporter, I guess?
From my understanding of what the text reads, I'm going to say yes. Yes.
Well, that's disturbing.
Yeah, that's a weird way of describing that.
Again, I'm not as familiar with the TCG, so the way that you describe things, I'm not as familiar with, but... Yes.
I imagine if it says to draw anything.
Yeah, anything that allows you to draw, it's called a draw supporter.
Yes.
Even if it was a Pokemon or whatever. Yeah.
Yes, it is a draw supporter. Jishiro.
could be N. Could be. But I guess we should could narrow it down a bit. So it's not Sycamore, because they got that one. It's a draw support supporter. So we got N. We got, what else do we have other than N that is draw support? I'm drawing a blank right now.
Maybe you could use some support.
Oh, it could be the dancing. What's his name? What's the name of the dancing guy from Gen 5?
I didn't play Gen 5. So
the guy. I mean, he got reprinted by someone. I guess it's Cuckoo. How also is a draw support.
Yeah. Tierno. You're thinking of the guy in Gen 6?
Tierno, thank you. Gen 6 is what I meant. Yes. Yeah. Tierno,
How, and...
There's a few draw support males, so we need to kind of have to narrow it down a little bit more. Is this... I can't even say if this is considered a rival, because all of them are considered rivals.
Thank you, Gen 6.
How can we narrow it down a little bit more from supporter? I'm going to ask the question being, does this card allows you to refresh your hand? Let me explain. Instead of just plainly draw cards, you need to refresh your hand.
Can you define refresh for
me? You have to shuffle your hand back into your deck. That's what
thank you.
No.
Nope, so it's not N.
Okay, so it's not N.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Could be Tierno, it could be Howl. I think Howl is draw cards. I don't even remember what Howl does. I don't even remember who Howl is in the freaking game. It's not N, it could be Tierno. It could be Howl, if I only remember what Howl did. I'm sure it's something stupid like draw something. It could be draw three cards, just like Tierno.
He's draw three cards. He's the same thing as Tierno.
Oh, then, okay, so...
Since we can ask anything...
Yeah,
and those are the kind of two that we're wavering between. Does this supporter really love Malasada?
Not that I'm aware of.
Oh, wait, not that I'm aware of, as in... Wait, what?
Because he's just saying it's not addressed, right? So, like, that eliminates how, basically.
Eliminates how, but... okay, yeah.
So the only other one I can think of is Tierno.
I mean, other draw support, it's not Kukui, because Kukui has already used. Kukui allows you to draw more cards. It is not... I'm trying to figure out what else we have here other than Tierno that allows you to draw cards. Help me out here.
Why wasn't it Kukui? Run that by me again.
Oh, because Kukui was already the answer of a previous one.
No, we had Sycamore. No.
They had Sycamore.
No one had Kukui? Wasn't the first one we did Kukui?
Kiawe.
No.
Yeah, it was Kiawe.
Oh,
yeah,
so it could be Kukui. Wow, yes, okay. So it totally is Professor Kukui then. It's this Kukui.
No.
Oh, God!
Whoa.
I know what it is, but I can't tell you.
So, just as a reminder, folks, make sure that you think about all your avenues to help you to help narrow things down and ask questions to make sure that you are thinking of all the options.
What could this be? So it's not Kukui.
Isn't there a supporter that you shuffle your hand into your... Did we establish it doesn't do that?
It doesn't do that, yes.
It doesn't do that, okay.
So it just draw cards. So it's Tierno...
Straight draw cards.
It has to be Tierno then. And where he's just been trolling us all this time. Because I can't recall anything that is just draw from a male supporter. Because Lily is just draw, but she's female, so it's not Lily.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's not Cynthia established already. It's
Questions have y'all asked?
Wait a minute. Five questions so far.
Does what about would Wally count as drawing cards? Do you think?
Nope. That's a search. If it says search, it's not draw support. It is a search card. Nothing. That's why it's not Steven. It's not Wally.
Can I give them a clue so this goes faster?
I will. Let
Sublime. I would allow you to shut up in your aisle.
Wow.
Stay in your own lane, Sublime.
Because
I mean, I'm very happy to help you. I'm willing to reach down to pull you up.
I will remember this in the next Pokemon 15.
I'm just trying to keep the game going.
Man, there's a lot of Garbodor talk going on right now.
What is your clue, Sublime?
Can I give the clue, Snag?
I'll let you go ahead, yeah.
Alright, because I think I have an idea of who it might be. Maybe I'm wrong, too. This is a garbage supporter.
Oh, wow.
Garbage talk. It's a garbage supporter. I'm pretty sure it's a trial captain, I'll tell you that much.
Trial captain?
Ilma, or what the heck is his name? The first one, the normal type guy.
What does he do? He has a supporter guy?
Yeah, he has something to do with drawing.
See, they got Kiawe and Sycamore, and we're stuck with that guy.
I wasn't even thinking. Can I just?
No.
Y'all figure this out on yourself. I'm sorry. It hurts. It hurts when you know something and you're watching people struggle to find it.
Right. So Bowtech. So again, we know that this does not refresh. You don't shuffle your hand back in. It is right. A draw support. It's a male, and I will confirm that Sublime's hints are accurate.
Okay.
So it's a trial captain.
So that leaves us with who? We know it's not Kiawe. There's Ilma. What are the other trial captains? It's not
male ones for even, which is even like right. Wow. What? Which ones?
It's not. It's not the grass. It's not.
Well, what's the electric guy? The little guy, the fat little boy.
Oh,
forgot his name. Yeah.
I bet you that's who it is. He also
finally
has a card that it's something to do with it. You draw some cards. What the heck is his name? Gosh, I was just fighting him in Ultra Moon too.
Then what's his name?
He's always complaining about his buddy is Big Mo,
which is an issue that Fraud can take care of.
You can take the 300 point.
He's the 300 points. Hold on. He's the Festival Plaza kid.
Uh-huh.
I swear his name starts with an S.
So for something.
Sophocles.
Is this Sophocles? Oh, go ahead.
It's Sophocles. Yes, it is Sophocles. There you go.
Jeez.
I'm going to call faults here. Really? Really? Sophocles, Sag?
What's wrong with Sophocles?
It's not Sycamore.
Well, we can't all be handsome European professors. Sorry.
And going every single deck in history. This is being available.
Alright, so, but you guys got that in 6 questions, earning you 1,500 points. For the round, you earned 3,100. So, the totals after round 2, let me math these up here a bit.
I'm Googling what Sophocles does, because I don't even know.
You discard 2 and draw 4. I told you it was a garbage card, yo.
He's in one of the, in one of the theme decks. I don't remember which one, but he is in one of those.
And I also see what Snag had problems with the whole refreshing thing.
Yeah.
Because you don't, again, you define refreshing as shuffling your deck in. But
your hand in, yeah.
Yep.
But it could be just a few cards.
I wouldn't call it refresh, though.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't either. He was right.
Anyways, at the end of round 2, Team Surf and Turf has 4,900 points. And Team Superior Serpents has 5,600. First for winning this round, Superior Serpents, you guys also win a year's supply of Corsola Cola. It won't make your gums bleed.
Wow.
Such a relief.
And with that, that brings us into our last game. And as usual, folks, it's anyone's game heading into this. So we will catch you on the flip-flop. Explore the region of Ore.
Or anywhere else.
Visit the diverse landscape.
Guys, it's literally just a desert.
Find a variety of wild Pokemon.
Oh, I think there is one! No, it's just sand.
Really, that's about it.
Really? That I had like three more quips ready to fire.
No, it's just sand and no Pokemon.
This... Please don't go here.
Altaria Airs, where the sky is the limit.
Hey everyone, it's Dr. Audino. I want you to know that there are several ways you can improve your Puckle experience. First, you can go to PucklePodcast.com to listen to classic Puckle episodes, check out a variety of articles from our writers, and join our Discord server where you can interact with other Puckleonians. You can keep up to date on the latest Puckle news by following us on social media, including Twitter, Facebook, Reddit, or Tumblr. Also, check us out on Twitch, where you can watch Thatch do viewer battles and Jashiro play the TCG. You might even be able to join in on the fun. And make sure to rate us on iTunes or wherever you listen to us. It helps other people find Puckle and grow our community. Finally, if you're able, we have a Patreon where you can help support Puckle financially. All proceeds go back into the community, and you can get some awesome gifts for your donations. Thanks for listening, and catch you on the flip-flop.
And now it's time to play Pokemon Password.
Welcome back from our last break, Puckalonians, to our final game. Everyone's favorite, or maybe it's just my favorite, Pokemon Password. Let me give you a recap of the rules of this game. There's a secret password that only one member of each team knows. Starting with the first team, the player who knows the password will give a one-word hint for their partner to try and guess. If the player is unsuccessful in their guess, the other team has a chance to give a one-word clue and to try to guess. This continues until the password is given. You cannot give clues that rhyme or contain parts of the word. The sooner the password is given, the more points that can be earned, up to 1,500 points per password. So we usually play this in 8 rounds. So if one team is just able to get a steal, it can swing the tides of this game. So do we have any questions about how this game is played, folks?
Nope.
All right.
No, sir.
Wonderful. With that, let's go ahead and start out with Team Surf and Turf, and we'll start out with the host giving the clues for the first round. Jushiro, you may go ahead and start.
Yes, sir. Immunities.
Altar of the Moon?
No, Sublime.
Direction.
Okay. I'm going to go with, I think I know what it's called, Chaos Tower?
That's
yes!
It. Dang! Awesome good one!
Awesome job!
Nice!
Wow!
That was a good clue.
In two hints for 1,400 points. Nicely done.
Yeah, that was great.
All right. Contestants.
That's such a tough one, too.
Yeah.
Direction, I thought that was the, yeah.
Direction was a really good hint. That was a good one.
It was.
All right, contestants, let's switch it over to you for round two. All right, D-Babs, you are up to give the first hint to Sublime.
All right. Evolution.
I'm sorry, did you say evolution?
Evolution, yes.
All right, I want to make sure I heard correct. Evo Soda?
No. Bodtack.
Sweet?
Ugh.
What was that? What's the question? What's the...
Sweet?
Rare candy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yes. Darn it. Nicely done.
All right. Also for 1,400 points. Very good, gentlemen. This is going well. All right. This one is going to go to Sublime to give the first hint. Go ahead, sir.
All right. The clue is water.
Aqua Patch.
Ooh!
Nailed it!
Wow!
Only one.
What the what? Nicely done.
All right, let's see how this goes. Let's see if Bodtack can respond. Go ahead for round four.
Race.
Can you repeat that again?
Race.
As in running.
The word is race.
Okay. Wow, I am stumped here. Race. I'm gonna go with. Sorry. I have no clue.
as Jashiro would say, gonna need an answer.
Yeah, as Jashiro would say, I'm gonna need an answer.
How does it feel? How does it feel?
Well, I'm feeling a lot of hate right now. Sublime, is there something you need to tell me?
You know what? I really think on the next TCG cast, we should ask you Pokemon 15 questions. That's what I've learned from this.
I feel that you might have some hatred towards me.
I have nothing but love.
No, but kidding aside, I'm trying to think here. I really don't have much to go with. I'm just going to go ahead and say, conservation area.
No.
Okay, thank you. Continue on.
All right, D-Babs, go ahead.
Yeah. Jirachi?
Race and Jirachi. And it's an item card. I have no idea. I'm like, what is this card? Race and Jirachi. I'm so sorry, D-Babs, because I have no idea.
Gonna need an
and
answer.
It can only be items or stadiums, right?
For this
Snag,
game,
it can't
yes.
be like a supporter.
That's correct, yes.
I will go with roller skates, because I have no idea. Sorry.
No, back to Bodpack.
I know what it is.
Energy.
Yeah, wishing baton.
I will take it, yes. Wishful baton. All right, yes, nicely done. D-Babs, I do have to say, great hint with Jirachi. That was really good. I saw where you were going with that, but it was enough to let the other team get it. All right. It's still very close, but the Superior Serpents do still have the lead halfway through this game. Let's flip it back to the hosts for round 5. And Jushiro, I believe it's your turn to give the first hint.
Okay, it's going to be interesting. My hint is cradle.
Your hint is cradle?
Yes, the hint is cradle.
Daycare?
No, Sublime.
Sphere.
Mess ball.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
There it is.
I had no clue on cradle.
Come on, nest? As in nest? Bird nest? Well, where the eggs are?
It did help me out eventually, but I had no clue.
it's the hard way to balance this game. How do you give a clue that's good enough for your partner to get it, but not good enough for your opponents to get it on the next one? But yes, very good. Nest ball is correct, yes. All right. Back to the contestants. D-Babs, you get the first hint for this one.
Water.
What's the name of this place? I know Brooklyn Hill.
Dang. Yeah,
fantastic.
That's it.
I'm like, I think I know what it is.
That's so good.
Wow, all right. Nice.
Hey, wait,
done.
You know what? We both got the water hints
in
one question.
It helps so much.
Yeah, we're in sync.
I guess it has to be Aqua Patch if it's not Brooklyn Hill.
Well, I actually guessed Brooklyn Hill instead of Aqua Patch because we already did Aqua Patch.
You got the water hints and you're in sync.
Oh, that's a good one. Yes. Yeah. Bodtech, you and I can be friends. Alrighty, yeah, nicely done. Very, very good on that one. That one, that was very impressive. Alright, switching back to the host giving the hints, but Sublime, it is your turn to give the first hint.
Yes. It's always the struggle of, like, how to give a clue without giving it to the opponent.
Ugh.
Basic.
Okay. That's interesting. How about... I wouldn't think Nest Ball, but we just had Nest Ball, so it can't be that.
Right.
And I would also think maybe even Brooklyn Hill, but it can't be Brooklyn Hill. Man, I feel like I'm missing some really obvious ones probably, but I'm going to guess Fighting Fury Belt.
Yes! Nailed it! Good job!
Wow.
Wow, I was not sure about that at all.
You did it!
Very impressive. Holy cow. All right. We're on the last clue. Bodtech, will you do the honors?
Discard.
It's items or stadiums, right?
Or, yeah, items or stadiums, right?
Yep, and the hint is discard.
As opposed to dat card.
I was there too.
Don't See, mess up the Shiro.
Ultra Ball?
No. D-Babs.
Two.
Now I'm just thinking Ultra Ball as well.
So we have discard and two.
This feels harder and yet more focused than regular password. And this is the last round too, isn't it?
This is it, yep.
Scorched Earth?
No.
That's a good guess, though.
Quad Tack.
Mana?
What was that?
Nice.
Mana?
Shoot.
So it's discard to mana.
Mana?
I mean, I totally get why you're saying that. It makes complete sense.
Yeah.
On my side.
Oh, I think I know what it is.
Field Blower?
No. Back to D-Babs.
I'm going to say Starmie.
Energy Retrieval.
Yes, there it you is. Go. Nice. I'm looking at that card, and like it says what it does right there in the name, Energy Retrieval. So how do you get around saying Energy Retrieval?
You say mana. That's mana. A synonym for energy.
Right.
Yeah,
that's good.
So that was a fantastic clue, Bob Tack. Nicely done. Awesome. Yeah. All right, and with that, the winners of this round and the game in its entirety is the Superior Serpents. Nicely job, D-Babs and Sublime.
Digital high five.
As the winners of this round, you get to get a 7-day, 6-night trip to the Kanto region. Explore.
Finally, somewhere worth going.
Yes, Gen 1, I love you.
Experience the wonders of Diglett Cave.
oh, no.
Diglett Cave, the Seafoam Islands, and make sure you take a step in the Safari Zone. You might have a chance to pick up a Chansey in there.
Or a Taurus.
Very nicely done.
30 Taurus.
Very nicely done, D-Babs. Very well played. You and Sublime synced up very well, as you'd mentioned already. And as I mentioned before, you get to join us for our Tournament of Champions when we have that.
Fantastic.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Bontac, great job. You had some really good hints. I do think that the luck of the draw and Snag's misunderstanding the game may have hindered this, but you played an excellent game. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's a lot of fun.
Awesome. And I'd love to have you back again another time if we have the opportunity.
Definitely.
Sublime, nicely done as always. As I said, you and D-Babs fused together very well and made a very, very good team. Thank you again for joining us tonight.
I live to serve. Thank you for having me.
And Jushiro, as always, thank you for joining us as well. We always appreciate you helping out. And, you know, I know you're going to ask for it, so go ahead and plug the things you need to plug, sir.
Nothing to plug other than the tournament, TCG next week, and, past weeks. And listen to TCG Cast.
Awesome. Again, thank you very so much. Yes, definitely check out the TCG Cast. That comes out the weeks before and after this show, so you would have had heard Jushiro last week, and you will hear him the week after. Also, don't forget to check out our main show, which comes out every Monday. And then whenever Thatch has the opportunity, he also has the Battlecast on the fourth Thursday of the month. Other things I want to mention here, folks, check us out on all the social medias, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, we tumble, apparently, I think, make sure that you check us out on iTunes or wherever you rate us, wherever you find us. Those reviews always help us out, even though we haven't been pushing them as much lately. And the last thing I have to mention is if you have the opportunity to, if you like what you hear and want to donate to us and make it better, you can buy shirts at our T Public store. Anything that's linked there will get some money toward us. That'll be linked in our description. Or if you want to check out our Patreon page, you can do monthly donations as well. Every little bit helps. We appreciate any thing that you can spare, as long as you can still eat and manage to donate to us. So with that, I want to say a hearty thank you to all the contestants and the hosts who joined us today. This is a very, very enjoyable game. And with that, Pokalonians, I've been Professor Snag, and as always, don't forget to have your Ditto spayed and neutered. Good night. Fun fact, for a game called Countdown, Snag usually forgets to count down. 7. Water.
Froaky, then. I'm sorry! Oof!
Disqualified!
No, sorry! Ignore I said that!
Bontek, go ahead and ignore your partner.
Yeah. Froaky?
I gave you a hint to ignore your partner. Go ahead and ask the first question. That's not what I'm trying to click on. Come on, you.
Hey, you know what? You don't know, Jichiro, because you always ask the questions. Or you're always the one behind with the, what Pokemon is this? You don't have experience with asking the good questions.
Oh, God, stop it. I hurt.
I wish I didn't remember who that was. Hey. How annoying is he? How disappointing was he as a rival? Am I right? Am I right? How many more jokes do you want me to make about this?
Think about cinnamons. Oh, why would you pronounce them?
I love cinnamon. As we were joking earlier.
Goes well in coffee cake.
And in coffee. I have my coffee black, though, so. Like my heart.
I love it when you guys make fun of my accent.
No, it's just your inability to say words, but it's Bontex.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.